Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who find astrology fascinating and how it unfolds in our daily life, in our relationships, in the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robin speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, we were running a few minutes late because of some technical difficulties. The website wouldn't let us on, but we're on now. And I'm joined by Mark. Are you there, Mark?
Mark Waltz, yes, calling in from New York City. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good.
And that's wonderful. Might need to be just turn your volume up a little bit if you can. And
okay. And
hopefully Ann Ortley will join us at some point. And it's quite an interesting evening with
the... It's caught in the rain.
I'm sorry? With Mercury trine Jupiter today. And I thought it was so interesting that Mercury trined Jupiter just as the writer's strike for Hollywood ended. It was a really interesting process. Mercury is just coming out of its shadow. It'll be out by Friday. You know, it's coming out of its shadow from its Mercury retrograde. It trined Jupiter for the third time this year and this summer. And it is finally giving us room to run. And the writer's strike ended, we think, right on target. Now, that original writer's strike began with Mercury retrograde in Taurus, and we think it's finished today, and it's that began May 2nd, 2023. And it's been such an interesting process to watch what's going on in Hollywood. And as we step forward into the difficulties, so how are you seeing the Jupiter Mercury trine affect your world, Mark?
Well, it's showing up mainly as the word yes. It's easy to say yes with Mercury trine Jupiter. It's a little too easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For some people, it's a little too easy because they have too many opportunities to say yes.
Yeah, it's not a good boundary day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And
say yes to
yes.
Everything. You can.
Mm-hmm. Now, Venus and Mars are running sextile to each other. With Venus in Leo and Mars in Libra, and Mars is in Venus's sign. So I'm hearing a lot of new relationships beginning, and I'm hearing some old ones. You know, people said, why is our marriage breaking up now in the midst of this? And I said, well, I think some of it was a very tough summer on relationships that did not have good communication. And there's often when Mercury turns direct, as it did a week and a bit ago, and Mercury is still in Virgo, and that sort of critical, trying to figure things out by breaking it down and looking at each piece phase, that a lot of people were planning on something or chewing on it or angsting about it, and it all comes out when Mercury turns direct. So I also see that, you know, the lovely trine from Venus in Leo to Mars in Libra makes people long for stronger connection. And if your connection's good or there's a new romance cooking, which will be, it'll make the beginning of the school year for many kids kind of exciting, that's lovely. But it can really hurt to feel ignored or to feel like the romance isn't working. And that's what I'm seeing as far as those relationship difficulties. And over the next few weeks, Mars moves into a square with Pluto, and Venus will quincunx that Pluto. And I think, you know, if It's important for any relationship to really not take each other for granted with this combination, but find moments to celebrate each other and to show love. That's what I'm seeing.
For Venus, to get ego involved,
mm-hmm.
so the relationship has to have an understanding and not be stomping around with the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Venus
mm-hmm.
can get really, really bent out of shape if she's not paid attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Leo.
Mm.
So, something to watch out for.
Yes. And I saw on the news, you know, there's so many big and difficult things going on, but just a small sadness that David McCallum, who was Ilya Kuryakin back in the day, died today at 90, a few days after his 90th birthday. And so I got a chance to look at his chart. And he who played his two famous roles were as the secretive, introspective, you know, Russian spy in Man from U.N.C.L.E., and the forensic pathologist on NCIS. And so, what is this chart going to look like? And it's an interesting combination. He was born right before the new moon in Virgo, with the sun and moon in Virgo, but with a Leo rising, with that beautiful blonde hair of his back in the day. But he has got that very careful, thoughtful, and when he became the pathologist, quite nerdy, double Virgo side with Mercury in Virgo. And
yeah.
But he also had Venus and Mars conjunct in Scorpio. So you've got that, you know, he was the great secretive spy. And so that everybody kind of projected all of their mysteries onto the great secretive spy on the first one. And the second half, he loves hanging out at the morgue. You know, he was a pathologist, which is another use of that Scorpio. So I thought it was such an interesting example of how, you know, when actors find roles that fit their disposition, inherently, even though they're acting, it has to hit something in their chart to really resonate and feel authentic.
Yeah, that's true. It shows either what their interest is or what is sort of natural to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And which is pretty amazing and intense. So what else do you see coming this week that you'd like to talk to people about?
Well,
this first
Friday,
full week of fall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On Friday, Venus is going to square Uranus.
Mm.
And that's, again, that Venus in Leo, which out for ego. Watch out for pride. And when it squares Uranus, you can get an unexpected test to that. Give you
mm-hmm.
a test of money, too. So be a little careful. Don't wildly throw your money at a great-sounding scheme.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a scheme at all, wait and see.
Mm-hmm. And I think that fits, because Friday will also be that full moon in Aries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, full moon in Aries at the same time.
And that's really low on the impulse control.
Yeah.
I remember many years
so,
ago in college that the full moon in Aries weekend every fall was kind of the crazy time. It was when people acted out and kind of went, you know, especially adolescents, because it's such an adolescent energy. But I think it's also helps them explore that and sort of bravely, you know, reach out and try new things. But so it's going to be interesting to see what that does.
Yeah. I'm going to say what offers and things like that. was get rich, get quick scheme, full Aries moon. Venus square Uranus at the same time. It's a good package for schemes.
Right. And if someone says, sail away with me into the sunset, you kind of like, let's see, wait till Monday. And if we still agree on that on Monday,
exactly,
let's go for it. But, you know, if they say sail with me away into the evening, look carefully and maybe consider it. But don't make long-term decisions with this super impulsive energy unless you've got a good backup plan.
Right.
So that's what I'm seeing coming up for this week. Let's take a few callers because I know that last week I don't think we got anybody in.
We got one
in at the very end. So let's see who we've got here. Hello, area code 813-495. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. My birthday is December 17th, 1989, in Brandon, Florida, at 3:39 a.m.
39 a.m. in Brandon,
yeah.
Florida.
How can we help you?
Yeah,
so it's been a little bit since I've called, but you guys have been right about so many things, so I keep coming back. So I'm the gal who restarted her career doing an interior design and manifested a bunch of animals and loved that life. But recently, I mean, everything you were saying at the beginning of this call is so resonating with me, but not necessarily romantically. I feel like I have two holes proverbially in my heart right now, and one is from losing my other older dog, I think exactly a month ago. And also I'm mourning my closest friendship. It was the person who I speak with. I have about four or five close friends that I get in contact with at least once a week, but the one who, you know, just we had reconnected. We were just acquaintances for a long time, and we had reconnected, and we have some similar things going on in our lives right now. And we were those friends that talked every day. And then she went to another country. I think everybody with the stuff over the summer has been going through a lot. But I think what's happening for me is, even though I've had very much success in my business and I've had some things going right, it just feels like everybody's too busy to check in on me, even after my dog passed. You know, to not hear from a friend who you talk to every day after your dog passed, it's hard. And I just feel like I feel like I put myself out there and was vulnerable, you know, and said, you know, I really would love to connect with you, you know, and I feel like, you know, that's not.
I'd say don't take it as personally as you need, but it's really good for you to put yourself in the center. Is your moon in Leo? To be ignored by someone you love, it hurts. But there's several things on your chart that says this time is about really being there for yourself. If you can hang in here 6 months, things start to really shift. You have your progressed sun is at 29 Capricorn. And progressed moon, so Pluto came up and touched your progressed sun. Pluto is now at 27 Capricorn. Your progressed Venus is at 27 Capricorn. So that's the loss, the feeling of loss and mourning. And you might find yourself feeling the loss. Mm-hmm. There's several places in your chart that talk about this, mm-hmm. that this, you know, there's nothing like a dog to get past your defenses. And often when a dog dies, and I just lost one, you know, 6 months ago, that it's like it gives you a chance to mourn when there was, you know, all the times that there wasn't a chance to mourn earlier in your life, or other people you've lost, or dreams you've released. Everything that's ever been sad comes right back up.
Yes.
And that it's, you know, that's just, it don't suffer over your suffering. I mean, like, don't feel sorry for yourself because it hurts so much as just feel the hurt and let it flow. because this is like clearing out. Your chart tends to kind of, you know, you're a Sagittarius moon in Leo, Scorpio rising. Scorpio risings, people have no idea how much you're feeling. You know, they think you're doing fine because that's how you tend to present. So, you know, part of it is, I don't know if you've gotten that point across to people that's saying, I'm really hurting. Because, you know, when people say, oh, my dog died, it does, some people hurt and some people don't. And you always tend to look so self-possessed.
Yeah.
And the other the other thing I'm struggling with is I realize in this time that I'm the most optimistic and maybe the happiest-go-lucky kind of person in my circles. And it's just when I can't – and I and keeping busy and having work and putting on clothes and doing the thing I'm passionate about, that's helped me. But on the days where I'm not doing that, it just feels very – like I feel like the world gets very dark. When I mean, it's okay, and it just comes in little waves, and you probably recognize that. But I just don't know. And I also wanted to know. I don't know if it's the same exact situation as the last time I lost a dog, because I still have a 1-year-old puppy who you probably heard him earlier. He keeps me full, hands full. But I do always like to have, you know, I like my dogs in twos. So I think eventually he will be getting a buddy, but I don't know when that is. Because
I think
have a lot
he
going
will.
On, but...
Well, it feels like that the old dog really was there for you, and you're there for the young dog. But right now, you've been there for everybody else, and there are not too many people that are there for you. And it's not that they don't mean to. It's just like you haven't trained them, that you need them. And so, you know, there's some different training. And this looks like... You know, you. It looks to me like you got hyper-responsible as a kid. We have a Mercury-Saturn conjunction in the third. So were you like the responsible one in the family or take care of younger siblings or something like that?
I was the oldest child, and I was like a mini mom to my sister. I taught her how to read.
So, you know, you're used to getting your love by being there for other people. And this is a time when you need them to be here for you. And you might be surprised that people want you to. There's a kind of a clearing out, and you also have your progressed moon conjunct Pluto. It's 13 degrees to 17, so in about 4 months. After the next 4 months, I think you'll really begin to feel like you're coming back alive. But during this time, notice how you have isolated. And how can you meet new people? And be, it's hard to let them in when you're sad, I know. But it might be important for you to understand that even when you're sad, you can be there for yourself and you can move through it. And because I think you can stay busy not to do that.
Another thing that wakes me up at night is me feeling like there's something in my blind spot that I didn't see or say or do at the right time to save this one friendship. And but I really, but then part of me that wants to stand up for myself.
I'm not getting that. Why did was there a parting of the ways, or did she just drift away?
She took a sabbatical for multiple reasons in another country, and she has since come back. And she has reached out and asked me for business advice, but then she hasn't asked me about me. And then I posted about my dog passing, and I was really hoping that that would break the ice and I would hear from her and she would understand how much I needed a friend right now. And she didn't say as much as a word. And
well, I have a feeling something's very busy with her. I my impression is that it's not about you. And that's hard for a moon in Leo to believe. That it's not about you. That she, there's something going on with her in her busyness or her questions or her depression or her engagement. I don't know what. But it's not, it feels like be patient and say, hey, I miss you. I'd love to get back in contact when you, you know, when you settle in. How are you doing? You know, and I miss you. And
it's just really hard for me because I've even given her this business advice and she and just she just took it and didn't give anything back and I'm just
well
she I don't
gave
know,
her
really
business
hurt.
Advice but you didn't say hey you know, how are you? I need to, I miss our friendship. It might be time for you to be a little bit more transparent. You're a Scorpio rising. You are a one-way mirror. You see into them, they don't see into you.
I've never heard that. That's
interesting. You have Mars and Pluto in the first house. All they see is that competence. They don't necessarily see your vulnerability.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people just have been assuming that somebody else has got my back. And when they all disappeared.
Exactly. And sometimes you just need to train them.
Yeah.
And you might be surprised how many people would like to be there for you. It just, you never train them to do that. I'm saying this is one independent woman to another who has learned this lesson the hard way. Okay.
That
sometimes you just need to be clear about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to kind of send out an email to a few friends at once saying, hey, my dog died and I'm really sad and I could use some connection. You know, this is me being vulnerable, reaching out. Is anybody out there? And, you know, or something like that. Yeah. So you're not sending it just to one person. And so everybody's got a chance to go like, I'm not sure I can do that. Or, yes, I can.
Like
hi.
Sometimes it's the simple things that work. I really like that advice.
Right. First truth first. Yeah. Good luck on that. Mark, do you have anything you want to add?
You have and that means that you really want your to be fair and your friendships to be fair. Everybody's idea of what's fair in a situation is different. So you have to not put a judgment on what's friendship, but let it speak to you. So give it time.
Try to withhold judgment.
3 to 4 month range. Three to four months. Rest moon. Conjunct Pluto. It's a crucible for emotions, and it'll really burn out what you've already let go of. So spend the next 3 to 4 months letting go of attachments, and then you'll be ready to be on the other side.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Take care.
Yes. You too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. And I'm not sure anybody else is on the line with a question. So if you, we have only 5 more minutes, so we can just go ahead and share some other information. Mark, how have you been experiencing the transits lately? And what are you seeing that you think would be helpful for our audience in the week ahead?
Again, it's active Mercury retrograde. Anytime that we start up, it can seem really liberating when Mercury is touching other planets. Maybe we can get a little bit carried away with it, Venus. So that's what we're saying, is with Mercury. That's what we were saying earlier on, with the trine Jupiter, that, yes, I'll do this and I'll do that, and I'm making all kinds of agreements that are really not going to come through. So it requires being a little patient. So this week, say yes, but try not to say yes to everything.
Yes, and there's also, I realized, a coming Mars-Uranus quincunx, and towards the end of the week, a Mars-Pluto square. So there may be some really strong tensions coming up. You might see them in the headlines, more explosions in the Ukraine, places where there are already tension, the tension can get cranked up. So accidents can happen when we're responding too quickly, we get mad, or we're moving too fast and we don't look where we're going. So really watch where you put your feet this week. Watch where you move forward and how you manage.
Yeah, and be careful of having a temper. This is not the time to exercise. You can feel it. You can get mad, but don't.
Yep. Just be careful with that. And hopefully next week. Now, next Monday, I'm not going to be here. I believe Ann Ortley will be. Mark, will you be here next week, Monday?
I plan to be.
Oh, wonderful. And that I hope everybody has.
Heather, you'll be coming to New York.
I will be, but I'm sort of sneaking in and out. Unfortunately, I'm not really seeing anybody. I have a meeting with my publisher people, and I'm sneaking in doing that. And, you know, after my coming home from New York with a bad case of COVID at the very beginning of the pandemic, I'm being careful. So I will be avoiding large crowds and not seeing too many people because of that. I'm seeing a few here people. But I want to keep it just clean, in, out, hope goes well. And I look forward to coming back to New York and I miss doing talks with the two of you, you know?
Yeah. Well, COVID will wind down sometime soon.
Yes.
Up again now, but
we hope so.
It's got to go away at some point.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana, and from your lips to the goddess's ears, Mark. And Mark?
Yeah, Mark Waltz signing off from New York City. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Wonderful. Take care. Have a good week. Happy full moon in Aries.